on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A man's been found guilty of murdering a pensioner at his home in Biddenden. 73-year-old Roy Blackman was found beaten to death following a burglary at the property on Headcorn Road in March. Mark Love, who's 38 and from Frittenden Road in Staplehurst, denied murder. He'll be sentenced in the next hour. Detective Superintendent Shelley Chandler is from Kent Police.
Mr. Blackman's home was completely ransacked, both upstairs and downstairs. Furniture had been upturned and all his property had been damaged and strewn throughout the house. Mr. Blackman was found deceased in his living area.
KMFM News.
The ambulance trust that serves Kent is going to be put into special measures after a report said it was putting patients at risk. Josh has more for KMFM.
Well, inspectors from the Care Quality Commission found South East Coast Ambulance Service, which is also known as CCAM, isn't providing a safe level of care. The report branded the trust inadequate and said not enough staff are being deployed to calls and response times aren't always being met. It's prompted an apology from the acting chief exec, Geraint Davis, who says the trust has let patients down.
We are sorry that we have not met the standards expected in a number of other areas. This is clearly disappointing to me and my leadership team. However, we are fully committed to recognising the seriousness of the report, which we have done, and also what we've done since May when the inspection was undertaken is develop a very focused recovery plan.
CCAM is still encouraging us to call 999 and is reassuring patients that it's business as usual for the time being. Alan Thorne heads up the team which carried out the investigation.
Across the whole trust, the management of incidents, i.e. its ability to identify incidents, report, act on them and learn from them, was very weak.
Well, in response to today's report, the trust says a rise in the number of patients needing emergency care over the past couple of years is pushing the service to breaking point. Steve Einett works for Healthwatch Kent, a group which represents patients.
This is about the whole health and social care system working together to make sure they support the ambulance trust. For example, we're aware that ambulance crews have a real challenge handing patients over to accident and emergency departments.
A team of senior managers from across the NHS will now be brought in to make changes, and the trust has been given 8 months to show signs of improvements.
A Kent MP has called for an independent investigation following the latest football corruption allegations. Barnsley assistant boss Tommy Wright has been suspended after being accused of accepting cash over a transfer, something he denies. Folkestone's Damien Collins, who's chair of the Culture, Media and Sport Committee, says he also believes there's a crisis within the game.
KMFM News.
Smart motorways, including part of the M25 in Kent, are going to be reviewed following concerns from motoring groups. The hard shoulder on the stretch near Sevenoaks has been turned into a lane to increase capacity, but the AA has found 8 in 10 drivers think it's dangerous. Edmund King is from the motoring organisation.
If you break down and you can't get to a lay-by, you're stuck in a live lane of traffic with trucks thundering up behind you, and that was the number one concern.
The Kent Council has brought in a ban on releasing helium balloons and lanterns. You won't be able to release them on land owned by Canterbury Council following concerns about litter and potential dangers to wildlife. You can have your say by voting in our poll at kentonline.co.uk. So far, 46% of you agree with the decision. And there's concerns about the impact of language used to describe women. A survey found 40% felt patronised by phrases like drama queen and high maintenance.
KMFM showbiz.
Don't listen for a bit if you don't want to know what happened on Bake Off last night. Rav Bansal from Erith was the latest contestant to leave the tent. The 28-year-old said being on the show is the best experience of his life.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
With the latest from the Champions League, a top award for one of Kent's cricketers and a restructure of the ECB, Nicola has the latest sport this lunchtime.
Well, Theo Walcott's made it 3 games in a row on the score sheet for Arsenal as they beat Basel 2-0 in the Champions League group stage last night. Manager Arsene Wenger's keen to give his player all the credit.
He assessed well where he stands and rectified well what he has to add to his game, and that's down to him, 95% down to him.
Elsewhere, Man City drew 3-3 with Celtic. On to cricket, and Kent's Tammy Beaumont has been named Women's Player of the Summer. The 25-year-old wicketkeeper from Dover picked up the prize at the end of season PCA awards last night. Meantime, Sam Northeast has dismissed speculation linking him with a move away from the county. The captain's told Kent Online he's aware of rumours about a possible move to Somerset, but says he's got 2 years left on his contract. And for the first time, England's top players will be awarded separate test and limited over contracts. How much England players get paid will be decided on the strength of their performances.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.